right, we're back. I'm trying to pick your brains, maybe pick your consciousness as well. What exactly was your bias as far as this real project from Kanu to Niger goes? I really want to know what you thought about it in terms of economic development on a larger scale, or maybe something else on the covers of your human thinking. First, let me quickly refer to something that I thought was very interesting. Really, given that today is a beautiful Wednesday on Nigeria Info, and of course everywhere beneath the sun, we hold this day to be worthy of note. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun is risen. My name is Joyce, and this is something you should hear. Visa will be needed to Kanu if Nigeria breaks up. And that's according to our Vice President, Osibajo. He advised those calling for Nigeria to break up need to have a rethink. In fact, in his words, and I quote, purveyors of breaking up into small components perhaps should have a rethink, that we would have to accept. Well, this was him speaking to the fact that he had to accept Governor Ganduje's offer. So he said, they should be reminded that we would not have been able to accept Governor Ganduje's offer to come to Kanu at a short notice, since we all have, or we will all have needed visas to come to Kanu. And, I mean, two things can happen there. You can take it lightly, or you can quite disregard it. But he's saying something that I think is really worthy of both note and consideration. The fact that, well, if we broke up into little, smaller countries, which has been the conversation for the longest time, and maybe even the desire of quite a number of people, then what we are saying is, I mean, what he wants you to understand is, say, suddenly, once that happens, if you're going to have to travel to maybe Biafra, you would need a visa. If you're coming over to Kanu, you would also need a visa. And maybe he's trying to underscore the necessity to stay together. All right. So note to that. I'm going to look at, I'm going to go to Wikipedia to look at Niger Republic and say, give you a vague insight into the structure of that particular economy. Economy of Niger is based largely on internal markets, subsistence agriculture, and the export of raw commodities, foodstuff to neighbors, and raw materials to the world markets. Niger, a landlocked West African nation that straddles the Sahel, has consistently been ranked on the bottom of the Human Development Index with a relatively low GDP and per capita income, and ranks amongst the least developed and most heavily indebted countries in the world, despite having large raw commodities and a relatively stable government and society not currently affected by civil war or terrorism. All right, economic activity centers on subsistence agriculture, animal husbandry, re-export trade, and export of uranium. All right. Now, I wanted you to know that because I went through some of their exports. So first, imports, food, machinery, vehicles, parts, petroleum, cereal. And when it comes to exports, well, they actually export some stuff to us. According to Wikipedia, it reports that 50% devaluation of their currency in January of 1994 boosted exports of livestock, cowpeas, onions, and the products of Niger's small cotton industry. Exports of cattle to neighboring Nigeria, as well as granites and oil, remain the primary non-mineral export. So one of their major non-mineral exports to, you know, one of their neighbors, Nigeria, includes granites, cattle, and oil. According to the report, it's non-primary. It's the primary non-mineral export. Okay, now let's go into the real McCoy. Welcome to the sunny side. You're going to piece this all together yourself. It'll be clear in a minute. Now, the Minister of Transportation, Rotimi Amaechi, says he personally traveled to Niger Republic to beg the country to allow Nigerian government to construct the $1.95 billion railway from Kanu State to Maradi in Niger Republic. He said this on Channel Television. The rail is expected to run from Kanu to Dutse, Kasina, through Jibia, and will end at Maradi, Niger Republic. All right. So I really wanted to know what his sentiments were, or maybe the reason for the project. He pretty much has heard a number of your sentiments, maybe according to his friends or what he believes the public would assume of that singular move. In his words, he says, and I quote, "It's like the shout about Kanu Maradi Rail. I said my wife is Igbo. She is not from Maradi. The worst is that they will say I am serving the interest of the North." All right. Let's go back to his motive. He said, "To even get to Maradi, I had to travel to Niger Republic to even beg them. They're not bringing their money. It is our money, but I am begging them to allow access to Maradi." He makes a case for this singular move. When asked why it was so important to extend the rail to Maradi, Amechi explained that Niger Republic is a landlocked country and has to rely on intra-port trade, which means it has to export and import through intermediary countries, as pretty much been stated earlier on. Okay, now the minister said due to insecurity and poor road infrastructure, as well as extortion by security agents in Nigeria, Niger Republic and Chad preferred exporting and importing their goods through Benin Republic, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Togo. He argued that the new rail will help Nigeria to compete and this would expand the economy. And that really is what I'm tugging at. I'm tugging at the fact that this singular rail from Kanu to Niger is to help Nigeria compete and this would expand the economy. So let's talk, you know, our economic expansion and the ways by which we're aiming to achieve this. So I'm glad that he knows. I mean, it's certainly, they know that this is the minister, and I'm quoting him again, due to insecurity, poor road infrastructure, as well as extortion by security agents. And these are not things that the government cannot handle. But for some reason, it's yet to be handled. And until that's handled, the people will suffer, the strain would be seen, or it would reflect on the economy, and everything else that can result from the ripple effect of that certainly would pretty much happen, and everything bad pretty much. Okay, developing the economy. Look, what I have is just sentiments, and maybe poor sentiments at that, because I'm thinking about it and I'm wondering, okay, well, there are other parts of the nation that need equal development. Is it that state governors are failing? Is it that the government isn't holding state governors accountable? Is it that the corruption is so overwhelming that things are just pretty much on autopilot? And then the rail project, by the way, did I also state that the population in Niger Republic is about 24 something million people? Now, we have a population. So if there was, say, the concept of manufacturing and consumption, I think Nigeria has a population that can buy what's produced. But yeah, maybe there's another angle to this that we're not seeing. You know, for example, the importation of kettles. That. And economic development. Is this, I mean, certainly many things have to happen for we to actually claim that we're having or say we're in the process of having economic development. But are you satisfied with the process? Are you satisfied? Are you content with the measures? And maybe I think at this point I would ask to hear your sentiment regarding the rail from Kanu to Niger and what is said to be the objective for the rail. And this is your Nigeria, whether you're from the east, west, north, south. On Nigeria Info, let's talk about this. Economic development and a rail project from Kanu to Niger, and what is said to be the objective or motive behind that project. Let's talk on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome. Welcome to radio. Someone is asking, when are we going to have language and interpretations? Well, I did state that on the other side of 1 p.m., we're going to have language and interpretations. So please, you want to hang around for that. Don't be anywhere else. The sunny side, 0700-993-993-993. Welcome. So let's talk about this. Remember the number for women, ladies to call into the show. Give us their opinion, 01465-7190. National development. national development and one of the many things that needs to happen, or say number of things that need to happen, let's talk about what you believe is happening. Hello, good afternoon to you. Sorry I lost you. Hopefully you can make it back. Hello, can you hear me? Good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. What's your name? Hello? 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number is on my phone now. Stamped in Nepal.
Hello?
Hold on. Hello?
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 Hello? All right, so it's me and someone else. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Oh, wow. Joyce, good afternoon. You have Ebuka on the line.
Okay.
Okay. To answer the question you've been asking, Joyce, is the rail part of African continental trade that is about to be signed or has been signed and we are not yet ready to implement or implement it yet? Then again, we are looking at north, west, south. Like the north, they have they do cattle, tomato, let's say agricultural produces. In the east, we also have things like that. And we have a big market in Aba whereby these guys, they produce most of our fabric, our leathers, and every other thing. Then here in the west, Lagos.
Sorry, excuse me, is leather produced in Aba? Leather? There's a tannery in Aba?
Leather shoes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And before they get those things, they'll come to Lagos, shipment from China, we'll get instead of Port Harcourt, but it's from here. Now, what is the question? Because you've asked so many questions about the economic benefit of this international, and the guy was like, he's not favoring the North, and he's from Igbo land, he's not playing the tune of, he's not dancing to the tune of the North, I'm supposed to say. Have we really cultivated our capacity, explore things we have here before you begin to take it out? The same charity begins at home. We are facing economic crisis in the country. We are looking at insecurity, railways.
But you know, export is also one way by which we can boost the economy.
Sure, fine and good. We don't have a refinery in the country. You get? And you are putting rail in another man's country whereby they have built, they say they have built like two refineries, if not three or one, whatever thing. Have you really come to sit together with these other sectors, agricultural guys there, meet all these petroleum guys here, you are a transportation guy, meet together, see how you do interconnection of your state. You get?
So we're going to hear other people talk, okay? Let's hear other people.
Thank you very much
for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. How are you?
Yeah, this is Mr. Arani.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah. My take on this, I believe that the issue of giving a deadline to the GS when no part of the border is not connected there. It's not a good decision by the government.
It's not a good decision by the federal government?
Yes. It's part of the Fulani agenda of the present regime. Because it doesn't make sense. Niger, there's nothing really that is contributing to this economy. Other than bringing an access route for militants and bandits to come into the country. You know? So for me, I believe that the painful thing is that this money that will be used for this project is a borrowed form that the whole entire Nigeria will eventually pay for. Our children will pay for it. And we're using it to go and do rail line in another country that is not economically beneficial to this country.
So, all right.
I think the way this government is doing, the regime that we take over from them, we really need to put them on trial and sentence them to what they're doing against Nigeria.
All right.
But it's not just that the man in charge, Buhari himself, is not a Nigerian. They have proven that there is a Nigeria. That is from Niger. And he's using Nigeria wealth to develop Niger, which is very, very bad.
All right. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. I'm glad that you called in. Thank you very much. I wanted some kind of understanding as to the pattern of this development. I thought I needed, you know, personal clarity to maybe even comprehend our relationship with Niger Republic. But I guess it's something we have to give time to. for it to gradually reveal itself. So here we are having Amaechi tell us that this is not necessarily him serving the North. He believes that this serves the economy, this develops the economy, the project to build a rail system from Kano to Niger Republic. I mean, we know every man on the earth is a brother to the other, but I didn't quite think we were twin and neighbor with Niger. But let's hear your view on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, you asked the economic benefit, right? Hello?
Go ahead, we're listening.
You know, the same country that gave award, the highest award to the president the other day? Hello, Joyce.
Go ahead, we're listening. Speak, okay, speak, good. Speak.
Okay, Joyce. That is one of the economic benefits now. And one thing I find out again, this president is the most luckiest president, I'm telling you. He's the most luckiest. Despite all the love Nigerians showed to him when he was coming in, say, Baba, at the end, look at what he's throwing back at Nigerians.
What exactly is he throwing back? Do you have a problem with the construction of the rail system?
Oh, my God. You hear the other man, that one of his spokesman, Angelari. You hear that man?
Go ahead.
Angelari, when he was explaining all the whatever that the president has been doing. Niger, you just give the population, whether 20-something million, Abi, and we are 200 million. I always tell you that this, our population, is not doing us any good.
So this is you frowning. This is you not necessarily supporting the government and this singular project.
Look. Before they come in, one of our brother, Uche, said, oh, we didn't taste the wine. But I smell the wine.
Okay.
I smell it. All I have to say to Nigeria...
So this is something wrong the government has done. You think this singular project is a wrong one by the federal government of Nigeria?
Oh, my God.
Give me a yes, please.
Everyone, they never see anything wrong with, especially for Vavan. The man is so lucky, like I told you. All I have to say to Nigerians, they should stop complaining.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Amaechi did add, why are they not exporting through Nigeria? And this is him pretty much trying to make us understand that the reason Niger is not, you know, exporting through Nigeria is because our roads are bad. He believes a rail system will take care of that. Our customs are difficult. Customs will impose charges that are not charged in Benin Republic. Like, it's a litany of concerns which appear to have a solution. But then the question is, rather than provide a solution to our problems, we take another route, which is create a rail system from Kano to Niger. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, welcome. What's your name?
I make up from Adao Estate.
Okay.
One, the most important and economic viable route in Nigeria today is from Lagos to Badagry.
Speak. The phone lines are ringing. Our friends are waiting.
Yeah, I say from Lagos to Badagry and from Lagos to East. Somehow, I don't know whether they are trying to create something out of that axis. Because it seems Miguel is more of a bride. A pride bride.
A bride to Nigeria?
Bride. Yeah, a pride bride to those that control power today.
Oh.
What they have done for Miguel, it's more than what they have done to some part of Nigeria, you understand? And it's quite unfortunate. But I'm telling you, they will not do that project up to 20% before they leave office. Just go and write what I told you.
You don't think they're going to be consistent enough
to
actualize it?
They are not going to do it because the money is not here. They are believing to borrow money from China to complete a road to another country. And they are not thinking of how they will do it. What would they export to Nigeria? Cowpeas, granite. That's why you are building a rail station with borrowed funds for another country. You are begging them. And again, there's no border between this casino and all these places they are calling. To them, they are as if they are in one country. I'm telling you. So that is the unfortunate aspect of it.
All right.
But I know they are not going to do anything further than that. It's just politics.
Okay.
They have money to do it. Excellent.
All right. Well, no money. All right. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 01465-7190. Good afternoon. This is Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Fola.
Welcome, Fola.
Hi. Yeah. Firstly, I want to commend the man I just called now. He has a simple question. Where the question was, why are we constructing the rail? Which is, what are we exporting? What are they bringing in? I really commend the man for asking that question, which is a very, very tough point. I work in the, what was it called, the port. And just like you said, you made mention of the customs and the issues of transportation, the logistics. I don't think this railway of a thing is a good idea. Number one, the custom issue is very, very crazy.
Oh, wow. How bad
very,
is it?
Very crazy. Well, I mean 100% bad. I deal with exportation. I export more than 20 containers every month.
Wow.
Just, I don't want to talk about my business.
Yeah,
it's okay. Crazy. I mean, when you talk about demonic craziness.
Demonic craziness, you call it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a way to put it.
How can you spend a whole morning exporting things and you get to a place of inspection and you start hearing stories of, it's just crazy. Do you know
which do you think? Okay, go ahead. I wanted to ask a question. When you finish, I'll ask.
One of my clients in Turkey at the point said, see, your country is just a waste of time.
Oh, yeah?
And that's an insult because, you know,
oh, absolutely.
You do all the stress work of exporting a raw material and everything, the customs just give you crazy issues. And it's really, really a bone. I don't know what to say about that. So we look at the customs and someone is just thinking, there's not even a rail station coming to Lagos. Why are you going too far? Even just from Ogun State there, I heard that there's a rail station in Songo currently now that you can bring something down to Apapa. I plan to go and visit it to see if that will be a solution to one of our problems we have in logistics in this Lagos.
Okay.
We want to talk about the truck issues. See, we don't have any minister for transportation. I think we are just joking here.
Oh, you don't feel like there's someone in charge?
Who is in charge? It's just for ceremony. It's just for ceremony.
Wow. Okay.
I was in the port. I was discussing with one of the manager for a terminal. He said, see, he almost gave up. He gave up on his company because of these transportation issues. The issue is that people don't know what to do. They don't want to do it because of the demonic personnel we have there that don't want growth.
Let me ask you, which would have been easier? Building a rail project, yeah, and backing on a rail project or fixing the internal problems? Because it would appear that we're ignoring the internal problems and looking for a means to escape challenging the problem. So we create a rail system. So how do you think that might just help? I don't know what that question means, but let me ask nonetheless.
Let me ask you a simple question. In your house, you're having a problem with water running into your house. Your neighbor has a problem with water running into his house too. And you left your house to go and fix the water, the problem in your neighbor's house. You've not started your home. You want to go and fix your neighbor's house. Okay, after you fix it, do you plan to take your bucket and start going to your neighbor's house to fetch water?
At this point, look, don't ask that question.
No. Let's think. The problem with maybe Nigerians, I don't understand the purpose there. At the point, I think we have done this.
So there's an evident, there's a problem here then. We can clearly see a problem here.
See, Joyce, I'm a young researcher. And by the grace of God, I go about, in fact, currently now I'm working on the project. I found that a seed in Nigeria that you can, one container of that seed, when you have 22 tons of that seed in a container, it's worth 23 million naira.
Oh.
And that seed grows very well in Nigeria. You don't need so much effort. It takes 4 months for that seed to grow in Nigeria.
That's a GMO, isn't it?
No, it's not GMO.
Okay.
I would just like to keep that as a secret for now.
Okay.
So a lot of that, of recent, I discovered a stone that is one of the stones used for bulletproof. So Max in Kogi State, I was in Kogi State the other day, to just make a research on that. What is our... See, the future of Nigeria, I would like to round up, the future of Virginia is in exportation. And if the government fails to resolve internal issues, there's no way for us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Oh, well, yeah. Welcome, Victoria. This is Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you here.
Yes. Please, I would like the government to solve Nigerian problems first before going to solve problems from another country. There is no rail line to this state. Why can't they put rail line in all the areas of the country first before going out to solve another man's problem?
They want to develop the country by establishing a rail track.
There are no rail tracks in Edo and some other parts of the country. Why are they not doing that first before going to another person's country? Why are they drinking Panadol for another man's headache?
All right. Good question. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info at the sunny side. I think I can do one more. No. Let's go off on a break. When we come back, I'm taking your comments on this. And I've really tried to highlight some of what can be, say, fair reference to this conversation that we're having. The fact that now we're having Amechi tell us that this is to boost our economy. And then you look at the Nigerian economy and you compare how Niger contributes to our economic development, and all the questions stare you in the face. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. The sunny side is very beautiful Wednesday afternoon. My name is Joyce and this is Nigeria Info. Okay, so we're going to be going off in about less than 2 minutes for the headlines, top of the hour. And when we come back from that, I'm going to open up the telephone lines. But first, I want to actually share with you the fact that the government is aware of what the issues are. So I think it's necessary that I kind of line up some of the references or kind of quote some of the words of Amechi. He says, why are they not exporting through Nigeria? And he's referring to Niger Republic. They say your roads are bad, so the railway takes care of that. They say customs is difficult. Customs will impose charges that are not charged in Benin Republic. They say immigration does not allow them. Even when they pass all these, there are still police checkpoints on the road, custom checkpoints on the road, immigration checkpoints on the roads, and then communities have their own checkpoints on the road. Armed robbers attack them on the road, so they prefer to go where it's safe and cheaper to do business. I think what I was hoping that you would extract from that is the possibility that it would appear to some fair degree that we have enough cognition to extract and pinpoint what the problem is. But then again, you see the questions stare you in the face, because these are the same problems the common Nigerian has been complaining about. These problems has been the bane, the frustration, the anger of Nigerians in business, importation, exportation. Sometimes you're just a road user and you encounter some of these challenges. So this is the question here. When you hear this and you hear that a rail system is being established from Kano to Niger, and then you think about how this serves the people of Nigeria, well, I'm leaving the whole conversation to you. We're going up for the headlines. When we come back, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. Okay. So we're back to this. And I tell you that I've been to... I thought it was curiosity that drove me that far to find out what exactly is our economic relationship with Niger Republic. The fact that they are maybe at the bottom of the economic food chain doesn't necessarily mean much. I mean, it's trade. And yes, you should trade with neighboring countries. It's actually reported that this particular West African nation has consistently been ranked at the bottom of the Human Development Index. Well, it doesn't quite say too much when we consider trade. If they have a population that we can cater to, that's of good enough income that can come in to serve the economy. But then when you consider the fact that a rail system is built... And one of the reasons given as to why it's necessary, or one of the reasons given to justify the building of the rail system, would be government trying to at least indirectly deal with a problem that people from Niger have been complaining about. But hold on a second. Before people from the Niger Republic started complaining, Nigerians have been complaining. So what is evident, something we can quite point at, is that the problems are not being dealt with. At least it appears so, except you have an argument to the contrary. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on the Sunday side. We'd like to hear your views as to this particular project, the development of the Nigerian economy, and your position. Welcome. Can you hear me? Hello, good afternoon to you. We're Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Hello? Sorry, I lost you. Please call back. Good afternoon to you, the Sunny side. Yeah, turn off your radio. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce. This is Humphrey on the line.
Welcome, Humphrey. We'd like to hear your view on this particular development.
All right. My view is quite plain and simple. Amechi was, let me start on this note, the former governor of River State before Yesun Wike. And he started a monorail project that ran into billions of naira. I'm making this reference to let you know how terribly bad he is when it comes to projects and their management. Now, like some other callers have pointed, which I think is very important to note, we are spending this much money, and I think it's quite an irony that he was able to itemize, take note of some of these stuffs that the security issues, the road network. I mean, the government, he made it very clear to us that the government is aware, very much aware of this issue.
Yeah.
But rather than fix this issue,
they build a road network from here to Niger.
Exactly. Billions of money that went to billion of dollars in a different government. And I think it's such a shame that he could boldly, without losing face, come to tell us that he went to beg the president of another. Like, sorry, what is, just like you rightly said, what is the economic importance? What is the ROI on this investment? Now, your reference to Wikipedia tells us how very low Niger is when it comes to their economic standing. So when you throw in this much amount of money, what do we stand to gain from it? Well, he also said very clearly that he is not serving the interest of the North. Actually, I think it's becoming very glaring that that is exactly what he's, he's actually doing. Now, when I tie that to the statement of Professor Osim Banjo, the VP, it is very clear that the North, the Fulanis, they are preparing for an inevitable breakaway. That is why they are spending this money to develop the North, to link the North with Niger. And then we have the refineries here just yesterday. That's one of the good things I like about Yesu Wike, that he's not impressed about the money that the audio money that the federal government said they've released. These refineries have been there, but they'll be building refineries in the North. Like, they're taking the monies from here, using to develop the North. What these guys are doing, they are preparing for a breakaway. It is very simple, and I feel very ashamed that our leaders that are supposed to be fighting for us are behind this. And I think the biggest problem for me is not the Northern leaders. No. The biggest problem for me is actually the South-Southern leaders and the Southwestern leaders. Now, if the Northern leaders are up to whatever they are up to, whatever evil game they are up to, what are the South-Southern leaders doing there? Is it that they caged them? Is it that they cannot stand up to speak? Is it that we don't have anybody to voice out? As far as I'm concerned, the problem of this country has to be fixed by we ourselves. We are just too comfortable with a lot of things.
Okay.
Then we stand up for these things. A lot of things are going to change.
So let me ask you, do you think it was a case of dealing with the lesser devil? You know, being trapped between the devil and a hard place. You probably don't want to confront the devil. Maybe you tried a hard place. So it wasn't necessarily, I don't know, I'm just asking. Do you think, well, look, we have two problems here. Let's deal with the easier problem. Do you think that's what could have happened? But
that
even in that, it still doesn't make sense.
Joyce, that is absolutely not what is happening. Like I told you, these people, they know there is going to be an inevitable breakaway. They are developing the North. They are preparing for themselves. Everything is Fulani, Fulani, Fulani. Okay, they are lost to the headlines just now. The reference that they are now beginning to try to tell us the difference between the bandits and the terrorists and who is fighting who. And then, just like they made reference, so as per the PRO, they know what they are doing, Joyce. It
All
has
right.
nothing to do with the devil and the hard place or whatever.
Okay.
They are developing the North for a breakaway. And it pains me that someone as Amechi will have the face to come on national TV to say that he's not serving the interests of the North, that his wife is not from the North. Like, what the heck? I'm sorry to say that. Please.
So, look, it's all right. I really understand it. I really understand it. Thank you very much for calling. It's not just the Southerners or Southwesterners complaining. Everybody, even the Northerners, are not necessarily happy themselves, because here they are, and I'm sure they had an expectation of what life can look like, should look like. But here we are. This is us on a rail system going from Kanu to Niger. The Northerner somewhere needs to send his shouldn't their kids also go to have foreign education? Like, why is that the preserve of some people? And 24 hours electricity and good food and security. Imagine that what people from the Niger Republic are complaining about is what's been attended to. But Nigerians, Nigeria, yeah, Nigeria, 0700, Nigeria, 0700, 993, 993, 993, and 01465-7190. Oh, wow, welcome to radio. Sorry, I lost you. Yeah, oh, wow. Wow, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon.
This is Esther speaking from Akute.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, lady.
I would like to contribute to the rail project.
Yeah, please go ahead. How it benefits the Nigerian economy.
See, it's just that people, they don't understand. Before the federal government could say, okay, let us construct the rail from Nigeria to
Niger,
it is beneficial to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that somebody will embark on the adventure that will not believe him or believe and benefit him or the society.
Yeah.
This rail stuff is one of the important projects that we need in Nigeria here. Now, the rail stuff...
Wait. Sorry, bring it back. You say the rail system is something very important that we need in Nigeria?
Yes, we need it. Yes, for transportation of people and for transporting cargo.
From Kanu to Niger?
Not from Kano to Niger.
Oh, okay.
This rail project will come from Lagos. All this rail stuff that they are saying they are going to do is going to link up somewhere. In fact, in all the geopolitical zone in Nigeria, the rail are coming from there. Can you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It is the one that will be in the northern part that will link up to Niger Republic.
Yeah, but have you thought about the fact that the minister is saying that due to insecurity, poor road infrastructure, this pretty...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will help go a long way. Look at the Badagry Express Road. They have been constructing for God knows when now. They've not completed it.
Do you think it might be better to complete that before they go into Niger to build a rail track?
They can handle it at the same time because we're having different construction companies handling those projects.
Okay.
It is what we can do. At the end of the day, it will help. We should look at the comparative advantage of trading that is going to take place.
That's exactly what we're looking at. That was why we considered what's coming in from Niger into Nigeria. Exactly what we're looking at. All right, so you believe this serves the people. All right.
Yes, because a lot will come from Niger and a lot will go from Nigeria into Niger,
right,
and from Niger to link up other countries.
Right.
We shouldn't look at it that because our government, our president is a northern person. That's the reason why he's developing. Okay, let us look at Dangote Refinery. Why is Dangote building refinery in western part here? It's just because of the benefit for everyone. It's going to realize profit and it's going to benefit the masses at the end of the day. Now, look at it. They are saying corruption, corruption, corruption until we Nigerians change. Corruption is everywhere. When you give birth to a baby today, hello?
Are you saying that the refinery is to benefit the people and to also benefit Dangote?
And the owner, yes, at the end of the day. To benefit the people and the owner at the end of the day. Let's see Dangote rise from the sea geopolitical zone in Nigeria and see what will happen.
Let what? Sorry, bring it back. I didn't get that part.
I said let us see Dangote rise.
Yeah, but does the economy allow you have six other kinds of Dangotes? Is the economy structured to give you that?
As far as you have your money, there are a lot of people that have money in this country that have more than Dangote. Let us forget. It is because people know Dangote.
All right.
There are people that are more richer and wealthier than Dangote. in this country, but yeah. they prefer to invest in other country to okay. have their companies, their industry in other country okay. because of the way Nigeria is being structured and because of Nigerian mentality.
Well, you make a good enough argument, so we're going to allow someone hear that and then determine what they can extract from that or complement with. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, Frank. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. Turn off your radio. Go ahead real quick.
Okay, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Go ahead.
You see, when Nnamdi Kanu was saying that the president is from Niger, it has been a long time. And nobody knows what this man saw before he made that comment. Now, a 9 months pregnancy now that is up to 3 or 4, is coming up now. Before the next 6 to 7 months of that pregnancy, we will see it all. Nobody can cover it by then. Then by the end of the 9 months, then they will deliver that thing they have in their mind. Then why would they be thinking of building a refined a railway from Kano to Niger? What benefit? Somebody was saying that it is going to benefit everybody. What are they doing that we are benefiting from? Now we can benefit from Benin Cotonou. Look at this road now. This is our road here, this Badagry Road. Now it's a major road that
have I lost you?
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you think that these people can prepare this road? It will benefit all the whole Nigerians, but they will not do it. Saying that they want to go and do Niger.
Thank
Let them
you.
Go and do it. We must know their mind.
Thank you very much for calling. We're live streaming, by the way. We're on YouTube and Facebook. Nigeria Info, 99.3 FM. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Azubike. I come from Olino Shodi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me this afternoon. My question is just getting away from Kano to Niger by the transforming our economic and Niger economic to upgrade our youth and other things. My question is that what did Niger actually producing that Niger we have a benefit from by looking that railway line to Niger?
Well, a number of things. Cattle. Granite, oil. Set to remain the primary non-mineral exports from Niger to Nigeria.
To Nigeria. So why can't Nigerian go there and buy those cattle and arrange them in Nigeria here?
So, means of transportation, I mean, the rail track or the rail project is a means of transport. So it's okay. whatever is coming in from Niger, whatever is going.
Cotonou. Do you know that Nigeria always go to Cotonou to go and buy Tokumbo's cars?
Okay.
Transported, bring it to Nigeria here. Why can't Nigerian immigration or whatever make it to be easier for every Nigerian that the only Tokumbo car can be able to bring into Nigeria directly? Don't Nigerians to be going to Cotonou to go and buy car and after every.
They need to adjust the policies regulating imports, work on taxes, harassment, extortion, fix the roads before they build a rail track? Well, that's a fair question.
Yes, if I can be able to do it in that way, I can be able to tell you that Nigerian government, they are trying.
Yeah, but if they are not able to do it in that way, they're not trying.
Let me tell you the truth. You know that part of Nigeria's country now, state, I need to say, we are lacking of railway transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they connect that railway transportation across the state of the federation so that everybody can be able to use railway to other states?
That's a very good question, but I don't have an answer.
Like from Lagos to East, why can't they construct a lot of such a thing? So that the people that in this Lagos can be able to use railway to travel to East or South. Why are they going to Niger? Who is Niger hurting from, by the way?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We're going to hear Francis from Victoria Island.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Guys. Nigeria, Mataya, is fire, you know.
Yeah.
You know, these people, they have a way of giving us what to talk about every day. And it ends like that.
Yeah.
But there's no problem. I think if the government are choosing to build the railway from Nigeria to Niger, I don't think they have done it a good, a wise decision anyway.
What would have been a better decision?
Charity begins at home, guys. the road network is bad because they fly on the air. They don't care about us moving on the road. Now, why can't the government invest that money in giving railway that will link the states to each other? And if they build railway that link from here to east, I myself will have no business to stay in Lagos. But I can come to Lagos and do my business and go back every day.
All right.
You agree with me?
So you don't support this singular move by the government then?
No. Another thing is, Joyce, I want to point out one thing that Nigerians should know. This railway thing to Niger, they just want to use it to make our money.
Mm.
It's another way of siphoning our finance.
Okay. So we're going to hear someone else. Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I have Anonymous here. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, guys, good afternoon.
Welcome. You're going to be anonymous, so that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. If I understand you correctly, you're asking what is the economic benefit of...
Yeah, in comparison to what the issues are that we have been dealing with.
All right, good. You see, first and foremost, let me lay this background. I think as a journalist, right, as a broadcaster, I think you need to inform the Nigerian people accurately. Or actually on issues that are this sensitive. Now, this rail issue, this rail project going to Nigeria, first and foremost, the federal government currently is trying to link all the state capitals by rail.
Yeah.
That's why the rail started from Lagos to Ibadan. And now, the Lagos, the Kano, I think it's under works right now. Yeah, it's about awarded it. They're still talking about negotiating it.
Yeah.
And then the one to Port Harcourt through Enugu to Maiduguri is also being negotiated. It's awarded soon. Now, this one to Kano will be linked to Niger.
Will extend it from Kano to Niger, That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, journalist's choice. Just Google the information.
The minister is saying that due to insecurity, poor road infrastructure, and extortion and all of that, pretty much that has maybe fueled the motive or maybe given life to the motive to construct that. Which is better, to fix the Nigerian problem or extend a rail track? Because you also have to remember that these are the same problems Nigerians have been complaining about.
The issue of insecurity needs to be fixed. That's an aside. On the issue of the rail, that rail is an export rail. We have had it before. It's an export rail. At some point in time, Nigeria was exporting goods to Niger. You need to understand that in that region where Niger is, there's Chad, there's Niger, there are about two other countries, and all of these countries are landlocked. They don't have seaports. That rail is a strategic investment for Nigeria, for all of these countries to use our seaports.
Okay, so when you say strategic...
Hold on. Let me do my point. Please, don't stop me.
I have a question, please. You're saying something. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. So if I have a question for you, I can ask you that. Okay, good.
Go ahead.
So I'm saying that the question I want to ask you is that there are internal issues that are not being fixed. So even if you fix a rail, and there's a problem of extortion, for example, and extortion isn't fixed, how does it serve anybody, even the Nigerians?
I think the two are mutually exclusive. You can solve the problem of extortion, you can solve your security problem, and you can still invest...
Then who should be priority, Nigerians or the people from Niger?
Let me answer your question, Joy. Solve your internal problem while still investing in an export rail that will generate top revenues, that will improve, that will create jobs for your people. Let me look at Djibouti. Djibouti. Go on Google Djibouti.
Everybody knows Djibouti.
Ethiopia invested $1.5 billion in an export rail to Djibouti. Djibouti is a very tiny country. But you know what they have? They have a seaport. Ethiopia does not have a seaport. So they invested in a rail to link to Djibouti, and then they bring in all their goods from Djibouti.
Okay, so you're supposing
I'm asking your question now. The economic benefit of this project is that it links Nigeria to all those countries in that region that are landlocked, that do not have seaports, that would then have to depend on Nigeria for bringing their goods. And the Nigerian government will generate revenue. Nigerians individually
will be able to export to that to those countries in that region and will earn money. Jobs will be created along that corridor. And of course, the country will also benefit. It boosts bilateral trade.
Well, look,
to answer your question, this project is an economic benefit to both countries. And it doesn't mean that we should not solve our internal problems.
Good. So if you support the problem, if you support the real project, it's fine. You cannot necessarily force someone to necessarily agree with what you're saying. If there's an issue for someone, the person is all right to have an issue with it. If you agree with it, it's equally fine.
The only issue I have is that let your listeners understand what value this project brings to us as Nigerians. And then, of course, now we all need to demand that government does more on security, that government does more to solve problems of extortion. But you see, for government to invest in...
Hello?
...that generates revenue for the country...
Nobody has a problem with generation of revenue. There are issues that need to be fixed, and I was waiting for you to link it. I was waiting for you to link it.
I'm creating jobs.
What did you say? Off on a break. We'll be right back on the sunny side. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 1:30 and we're about to segue into something else. But before that, I think we'll like to do maybe one, two. I usually say one and then I do two. Kenneth is here. Good afternoon to you. Oh, I've lost you. Oh, hopefully you can make it back. I do. Thank you very much for trying. The sunny side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Talking before the break.
Sorry. Were you the one on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Sorry, I lost you.
All right. So, just to round up my point and let's allow others to call, right? So, I think we have internal problems that need to be solved. They are very important. Security issues, corruption, extortion. But that does not stop us from investing, because we also need to generate wealth for our people. So government needs to invest in critical infrastructure. See, I'm a younger generation.
I'm not arguing that.
Not taking the benefit of rail infrastructure.
No problem with that.
I had older people that were farmers whose businesses thrived on Nigeria's rail infrastructure in the 60s. My grandfather was a farmer. He was a cocoa farmer. His products went everywhere, including Niger, by rail.
Nobody's arguing with that. If that's what you're persuaded by, it's fine.
We should demand that this infrastructure be delivered. And also demand that our security challenges be solved. Demand the two. They are mutually exclusive. The two should be demanded. Not that we should not condemn it and say, it pains me when people start talking that they are trying to, the Fulanis are trying to develop the north. I mean, it sickens me.
It's what? It sickens you.
We've also been tribalizing and ethnicizing an economic issue, an issue of economic benefit to the country.
Have I lost you again? Guess I have. Oh, well, yeah, thank you. And look, it's fine if you are persuaded by it. I mean, you would be the second person who is persuaded by that. It's a solid conversation to have you air your opinions and maybe also air your biases. Thank you very much. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Hopefully you make it back. I do apologize, by the way. I lost you. Yeah. The ladies are calling and then I keep losing them. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. What's your name?
This is Andose calling from Maryland.
Go ahead. I didn't quite get the name. But yeah, go ahead, please.
Andose.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Don't allow anybody to come and bamboozle you with all kind of lies. Like the last caller.
Oh.
I don't see how Niger use Nigeria to import. Niger import from Cotonou port since independence in 1960. That's the port they use. And the advantage Benin has over us is this. First, Benin and Niger, they have the same currency. They use a currency called franc CFA.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the railway company that run from the Cotonou port to Niger belong to the two countries. It was built by the colonial master even before their independence. They call it the Railway Company, Railway Corporation of Benin and Niger. That's the name of the company.
You're not Nigerian.
What are you saying?
Are you Nigerian?
I am.
Oh, okay. It's all right. Go ahead. Trying to pick out the accent.
So now you have a situation where Benin has a lot of advantages over us.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from that, the man was mentioning Chad. Chad has been using the port of Cameroon since independence. Even when they discover oil, they discover crude oil in the southern part of Chad. The World Bank wanted to finance it. And they had the option of passing the pipeline through Nigeria or through Cameroon.
This is so good.
But at the end of the day, the World Bank said because security problem in Nigeria, they will build the railway, the pipeline, rather in Cameroon, to transport their crude oil to the Atlantic Ocean. So I don't know the reason why Chad, it will link to Chad, it will link to this. It doesn't have the notion, it doesn't have any notion of geography. I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
It does not. Because these two countries, they are even closer to the Atlantic Ocean than us. The only thing I know is that there is a mass movement of people from Niger to northern Nigeria. Why? Because they are almost the same people. Sociologically, they are the same people. So it will make their movement easier.
Do you think this was a very good plan or idea by the government of Nigeria as against pressing concern?
It is very, very debatable. But okay. What I want to tell you is that at the border where Buhari was born, that is Daura, almost every family there, let's say 2 out of 5 families, have somebody, a parent, the other side of the other border. The only difference now is that one side is French, the other side is English. But everybody does speak.
Everybody has a relative on the other side of the border.
Yeah, so they have that bond among them. They have that bond. It's the same population. It is easy in a family to see somebody who is in Nigeria and his uncle who is in Niger, the other side.
Wow.
There's no natural border. It is just some village are divided into two. Part of the village is Nigeria.
The other one is Niger. Oh, wow.
So that sentiment may make the president to say, okay, since I know all these people, because this president and other top politicians in Nigeria, they know almost all top politicians in Niger. They know all of them because it's all like a family.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is debatable. I cannot say it's wrong or it's... But
it's right.
We should not give fake information to Nigeria. That's fake news.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. And it's actually fine if he is persuaded by the singular move, but he should not necessarily subject it to be... He should not subject the other position or the other view to be inferior or to not necessarily hold firm enough argument to stand its own ground. Hello, Charles. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Oh, dear. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Joyce.
Welcome, Charles. We're with you. Please go ahead.
Okay, just a quick one, really. A lot of people are defending this policy on the economic ground. And the question I have is this. They are spending $200 million between Kano and Niger. Is that the best reward in terms of opportunity, economic benefit that we can get for that $200 in Nigeria today?
$200
There's no any other
for the rail expansion? Turn off your radio, by the way. Turn off your radio, please.
It's off.
Okay.
Yes. So that $200 they want to spend from Kano to Niger, is that the best application we have in Nigeria? From Lagos to Togo to Republic of Benin to Ghana, Dangote, Unilever, all those companies, they move products along that axis. Nobody is talking about rail in that axis. And I have another perspective to this, really.
Yeah.
I may be wrong. There is a new refinery coming up in Niger. I believe the purpose of this train is such that the north can get product to that source.
Okay, that's a sentiment. Yeah, I understand now.
I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But that is my perspective to this. A new refinery is coming up. They are having serious challenges getting product from refined product from the south. It could be an alternative for them.
Okay.
I may be wrong.
All right.
But that's another perspective I'm looking at this. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I like the way you kept saying, look, I may be wrong, but you see, this is a sentiment. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. Yes. Welcome. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name? Tell us where you're calling from and go
good
ahead.
Good afternoon. John from Ibejulekki.
Okay.
You see, Joyce, let us face reality. You know, like I think the first caller said something. Even this very last caller.
Yeah.
If you check the people that are in Nigeria, most especially from the northern part, majority of them are from outside.
sometimes I listen to a radio station. The man said that somebody from Niger Republic is even a senator working in Nigeria. His brother is a governor in Niger Republic, and he is a senator here. And so sometimes you look at it, even the president, if you trace it very well, you will know where this man comes from.
So the interesting thing about what you're saying is something the last caller tried to explain, that if you check that there's no actual border, that they're like families. He said, for example, a village in that end of town could be divided into two. One part of the village is Nigerian, the other side is Niger. So that they're like families. So
no,
maybe...
That is what it is, Joyce.
So maybe that's what that's giving us some kind of sensibility as to what is really happening there.
Hello, Joyce, listen to me. And that is the problem we are having. Somebody also will migrate from Mali or from other place, come closer to them, they become brother. Nobody checkmate anybody. You understand? So they take themselves as brothers. But here in the South, if you say you're a Yoruba, you may be a Laje. If you speak to a Laje person, this person will be able to identify that, okay, this one is not a Laje, maybe he understands the language. The same thing happened to the East. But over there, they speak one language. And then they don't have any boundary.
What are you speaking to exactly? Is that a problem?
Yeah, what I am saying is that the problem of Nigeria, you know, you asked about the problem. It is from there. You get it?
I mean, if our policies were right, would that necessarily be an actual problem?
So, you see, what I'm trying to say in essence is that why they make the border so porous, they don't care to know who come from anywhere, is because we are still one Nigeria. When we part and go, they will not allow somebody to come from Mali and begin to throw bomb in Kano and Maiduguri and the rest of them. They will try to trace where the person is coming from.
Mm. All right. Another argument. Thank you. Yeah, I understand you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to speak to a SAS and then that's around. Hello. Good afternoon to you. You'll be my final caller on this one.
Lady J, good afternoon.
Welcome. We're happy to have you here. Good afternoon.
Joyce, please, I hope the Nigeria should not give you gray hair earlier than Fashola.
Amen.
Please, ma. I've thought over this issue over... I have to be fast because of time. Mm. I've thought over this issue over and over again. What are they exporting? If Nigeria is viable economically, we will not beg Nigeria to export to Nigeria. If we fix everything in Nigeria, if let the road be gallop and bad, they will force their way. They will look for a way to even come. They will even beg to come to Nigeria. That's number one. Number two, Joyce, you see this idea of what is it called? That and the custom will disturb. That the roads are bad. They are concerned about how Nigerians, how they call them, how they feel about the custom and bad road. They are not concerned about how we feel about bad road. I was moving my container from one day from Abuja to Lagos. I know what I saw on the road.
Wow.
They are not concerned about that, about we Nigerians, what we are facing here. I'm making we finish our combat to Port Harcourt now. If we finish our combat to Port Harcourt, that East West Road, that if we drive it one day and see how it looks like from Benito, Saple to Wari. Worry all those connecting roads, we see how they look like. I think Jonathan is back now. I think one of the president did the boy in his village. I bet he's repeating the same thing now. Now, he's not concerned about how we are feeling, though. He's saying, I was watching the video, I got angry and stopped watching it. I was angry.
Yeah.
That the custom, they said they have issue with the custom, they have issue with the police, they have issue with
the immigration.
They are very passionate about the Niger people. I don't want them to pass through straight, bring the goods to Nigeria.
So another argument can be, maybe not the people, maybe is the economic benefit, if we can call it that.
If the goods are flowing well in the country, will it not benefit us economically in Nigeria?
That's a resounding yes.
So the economic benefit that we will benefit Nigerian citizens and make their legal live where we are living for hand to mouth in Nigeria, yeah? Just a beg.
Thank you very, very much for calling. I do appreciate. Oh, wow, the sunny side. Okay, so this is where we're going to go off on a break. And I think it's Commando. What's her name? No. What's her name? Commander?
Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah, Commander-in-Chief. Okay, so we're going to go off on a break. When we come back, we're going to segue into another topic. Well, we can see how delicate it is, even trying to understand the interaction between our reality and what is exactly happening when it comes to social economic concerns, policies, politics, and you hear something like this, and one person is passionately driven by the economic benefit, the other person is suspicious, given that there has been issues, still are issues, that are not necessarily getting done at a fair enough human pace, and then you're pressed to compare and then to ask questions and then maybe make some sense of it if you ever succeed trying to rationalize the problem before you are able to make some sensibility out of it. But yeah, it's Nigeria Info. We would certainly always afford you the platform to talk about these things and of course enjoy sound music and then come right back to the conversation. And for sure, when we come back, it's language and interpretations. Don't be anywhere else but here. My name is Joyce.